بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Your friend will either make you or break you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, Al-mar'u ala deen khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. That the man is on the religion or the way of his friend, so let one of you see who are his friends or who is his friend. If you want to know a man, look at who he hangs around with and you will learn what kind of character he has, what kind of habits and traits that person has. In tonight's verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something very interesting.
الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُونَ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ
The friends will be enemies of each other on the day of Qiyamah, except for those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your relationship with that man, or in the case of a woman with that woman, then if your relationship is based on the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear, the God consciousness of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, that friend will not want to know you on the day of Qiyamah. That friend will disown you. You'll go to that friend and they'll run in the opposite direction. In fact, not only that, those who have fathers and mothers and uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters, these are even closer than friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if their relationship is not based on taqwa, on consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says they will run away from each other.
يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ
On that day, a man will run away from his own brother and his mother and his father.
وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ
And his wife, his companion in this world, he'll run away from her. Why? Today I cannot help you. His own children, he won't want to know them. Why? Because he didn't know them upon the taqwa and the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Your friend can make you or break you. Learn to remember this and keep it in mind when you think of people. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or when you think of befriending a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا
He will say on the day of Qiyamah, he'll be biting onto his hand and he'll say, I wish I had taken the path of the messenger, with the messenger. I wish I had not taken so and so as my friend. Indeed, he misguided me from the path. After it came to me, after the guidance was with me, I was correct, I was on the straight path. He came and he misguided me. He took me off the path. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا And Shaytan, he always wants to bring Bani Adam down, the sons of Adam down. So, remember that your friend can make you or break you. That is the lesson for today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to choose wisely and to choose friends that are beneficial for us. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Thank you.